Good afternoon. Here they are. Wherever you go, all over America, in department stores, food markets, and shops, you'll find packages and cartons made by the Sutherland Paper Company in Kalamazoo. Here are some of them. Lucky Strike cigarettes. Joy. Dress. Crackettes. And many, many others. Do you know how many of these packages and cartons that Sutherland makes in the course of a year? About 5 billion. That's a powerful lot of packages, isn't it? It means shipments out of Kalamazoo by Sutherland each day in the year to the equivalent of 30 carloads. It also means that Sutherland salesmen must sell about $50 million worth of merchandise each year. And perhaps more important than anything else, it means jobs. Jobs for 3,400 people. Now, how did all this get started? Well, back in the 1890s, a young fellow by the name of Lew Sutherland came to Kalamazoo. With him was his brother, Fred Sutherland. They started in by selling newspapers and shoveling the snow off the sidewalks. Fred got a job as an office boy in the Bryant Paper Company and worked his way up to the position of general purchasing agent. The young men saved up their money, and in 1917, the year that America entered World War I, they invested their savings in a new corporation called the Kalamazoo Sanitary Carton Company. Later on, this became the Sutherland Paper Company. Fred Sutherland died in 1939, but Lew Sutherland carries on as chairman of the board of directors of the big enterprise. Now, it was faith in the efficacy of a new kind of merchandise that built Sutherland Paper Company from scratch to its present proportions, the paper carton. This was something brand new. Only a generation ago, if you went into a grocery store to buy crackers or cookies or candy, the transaction might go something like this. That's how many food products were sold only about 50 years ago. Today, crackers come attractively packaged in cartons that look like this. Now, the manufacture of paper cartons is an economic enterprise that was untapped a generation ago. The growth of the Sutherland Paper Company in recent years has been amazing. And you know, there are very few people who realize just how big an enterprise it is today. In order to give you some idea of its growth, I've asked Mr. James Kirkpatrick, General Sales Manager of the Sutherland Paper Company, to be with us for this program. And as you will notice, Mr. Kirkpatrick has with him an illustrative graph. I wonder, Mr. Kirkpatrick, if you would explain to our viewers what these figures mean.
I'd be very happy to, Dr. Dunbar. This chart is a very visual picture of the dynamic growth of the Sutherland Paper Company over a period of the last 12 years. From a standpoint of the number of employees, you will see that in 1940, we employed 1,770 employees. In 1946, that had increased to a figure of 2,350. In 1952, it had expanded even further to where the total employment was 3,400, a truly great growth. The annual payroll in 1940 was $2,800,000. In 1946, it had grown to $6,697,000. And in 1952, again, we see a phenomenal growth to a total of $14,709,000. The net sales figures keep pace with the other two factors. In 1940, a total of $10,315,000 in gross sales. In 1946, we see a total gross of $19,729,000, And in 1952, the figure that Dr. Dunbar previously spoke of right under $50 million.
Well, you've certainly given us a very graphic demonstration, Mr. Kirkpatrick, of how Sutherland has grown, how rapidly it's grown in the last few years. Now, I wonder if you could tell us something about the plants that Sutherland has here in Kalamazoo, where they're located, how many there are.
Well, all of our plants but one, Dr. Dunbar, are located in Kalamazoo. We have one converting plant on the west coast of Santa Clara, where we make what we call specialty products, such as plates and cups, single-service, home-use products of that kind. The rest of our plants are all in Kalamazoo and include four large converting plants and five giant board machines on which we make all the board from which we convert our products.
Now, I suppose in this paper carton business, Mr. Kirkpatrick, there are a lot of different companies. How does Sutherland rank in the industry as a whole in the United States?
From a standpoint of size, we vary according to the industries we serve. From a standpoint of diversification, we are in a class by ourselves. We have 13 product lines, which is substantially more than any other competitor in the carton or packaging industry.
I wonder if you could explain what, in your opinion, has been the cause of the rather phenomenal growth of the company in recent years.
Well, Dr. Dunbar, if I were try to describe that in one word, I would pick on the word service. For many, many years, it has been the policy of our company to expend every effort from its field sales force down through its manufacturing processes into the very shipping of its cartons to service our customers to the limit of their needs. As an example, we see Harold Tesson over here, who is working on a design. We have a designing service that is available for our customers and of which they avail themselves constantly. It is the design of a carton and many times that has the impact of a final sale. As a matter of fact, back in 1946, I might point out that we were the leaders and really established what we consider as a new trend in carton designing, which involved a pictorial approach. I'm sure that you and many of us have seen in the stores the actual picture of the product on the exterior of the carton, which is a very appetizing and merchandising approach to selling the product that is packaged in it.
Well, I wonder, Mr. Kirkpatrick, if you would introduce at this time some of the sales managers of your different merchandising divisions who are here in the studio.
I'd like to do that. Thank you. We have three marketing divisions. We have a sales manager in charge of each division, and I first would like to call on the sales manager of our paraffin carton division to explain some of the products that you see here displayed. Rex Paxson is the sales manager of the paraffin carton division. Would you take over from here, please?
Thank you, Jim. The Sutherland Paper Company creates and produces a wide variety of very fine cartons for the food industry. Chief among these, you see behind me, ice cream packages, butter, margarine, lard, shortening, and cartons for the meat industry and the frozen food industry. Sutherland Paper Company is the second largest producer of ice cream cartons, and we produce margarine cartons for practically all of the leading margarine manufacturers, and we produce extensively for the packing industry throughout America. We are constantly developing and creating new ideas in paraffin and wax cartons. Now, what does this all mean to you? It means a more gracious living, because these cartons protect the good quality and fine flavor of the foods you buy from the store right up to your table.
Thank you, Rex. Next, I should like to introduce to you the sales manager of our specialty division, which manufactures a great variety of single-service, home-use paper products. I'd like to introduce Mr. Edward Phillips.
Okay, Jim. Sutherland has pioneered in the manufacture and distribution of paper plates and cups, and napkins to the housewives of America. These products today are nationally distributed through the wholesale paper and jobbing channels, groceries, and are nationally advertised through the pages of Life magazine, as you will see on this full-page ad, which I have before me. The handy-handled cup which is used in many industrial feeding operations throughout the country for canteen and cafeteria service. Our metal edge bake a pie plates are part of the necessary kitchen equipment of the American home in the manufacture of one of our favorite desserts, pie. Our Space Saver locker boxes are part of the frozen food program of America. Our round nested containers are part and parcel of the semi and moist foods and are considered the highest class container in its respective fields.
Thank you very much, Ed. Next, I should like to introduce the sales manager of our folding carton division, Mr. Gordon Dilno.
Thank you, Jim. The packages on the panel at my left here are representing our folding carton division line. This division creates and manufactures tailor-made packages for almost everything from carpet tacks to cannonballs. Most of them, however, as you will note, are for the food product and related lines. Doubtless dozens of these packages are familiar to you, such as Kellogg's cereal, Procter & Gamble and Lever Brothers soap cartons, Upjohn Pharmaceuticals, and the principal cigarette brands. For example, last year we produced approximately 100 million of the Lucky Strike cigarette cartons and a like amount of the Camel cigarette cartons, and in addition, 25 million of Old Gold and Pall Mall cigarette cartons.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
Well, Mr. Kirkpatrick, you've certainly given us a very graphic demonstration of the products which Sutherland has, and I want to thank you and your sales managers for coming up here today and showing us this merchandise.
We're glad to be here, Dr. Dunbar.
And that's the story of Sutherland today. Now, what about tomorrow? I've asked Mr. William Race, president of the Sutherland Paper Company, to be with us and to try to peer into the future a bit. What does the future hold for the Sutherland Paper Company, Mr. Race?
Much that is good, Dr. Dunbar. I feel that in the absence of a worldwide war, the effects of which none of us can foretell, the years ahead will bring great development and expansion of the American economy. I believe that the nature of the Sutherland Paper Company's business is such that we may expect to share fully in that development and expansion. This progress must, of course, be expected to have its ups and downs. Sutherland will not lose sight of the importance of new products and improved methods. And I'm confident that we have the resources in people, equipment, and know-how to take full advantage of the opportunities which will arise and to solve the problems which we shall be called upon to face. In other words, I'm optimistic and confident.
Thank you, Mr. Race. And that concludes our first televised version of Western Michigan at Work.